Is Vicky going to be my best friend today?
Bop.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Oh, there I am.
Hello.
Hello. Too much?
No,
I'm turning my headphones down.
Yeah.
Oh. wow. Sorry.
Do you have the thing, Sarah?
No, but I'll get it.
The thing. Get the thing, Sarah.
The thing.
Did Chris have the thing when I was gone?
No, I did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
First time, it was a little weird.
Awkward.
What was weird?
Everything.
Okay.
All right, andiamo, bambinas.
All right, fine. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona. Across from me, we have, Sarah.
Hey. Feels so good to be back.
Right? And then as a special guest, we also have Uncle Chris.
Hey, how's it going, ladies?
What's pretty good.
Up?
Not technically abroad, but we enjoy having him here.
Do we?
Well.
Just kidding.
You haven't, this is the first time you and I have done this together.
I know. This
right?
is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a virgin all over again.
Fair enough.
Sure.
Anyways, you had me and then you lost me.
Sarah, do the thing before we do the thing.
Okay, follow us or love us or like us or whatever on Facebook, The Broad-Cast, Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And please do keep the messages coming, whether it's text or voicemail, because I've been enjoying reading them from like all of you guys the last couple weeks. We've been getting a lot. We do have a couple today, not quite as many as last time.
Wow.
We do have two from our buddy James.
James!
Hey.
He says, hey, because he's the one that gave us the voicemail with the whole, you know, his wife situation that was going on, basically. Where the heck did it go? Snap. Do you like my voice?
Mm.
Basically that he's been married for 7 years and the whole, like, mind reader thing. Do you guys remember that? You don't remember? You were part of that voicemail, weren't you?
Hmm.
Anywho, basically.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I thought it was that Tuesday we did it. Anywho, or Monday. Basically, he kind of was frustrated that he's been married with his wife and that she plays the whole, like, oh, I'm mad and you should know why I'm mad game.
Oh, no, I wasn't here for that, but us bitches do that.
Yes, and I called BS. Like, don't be doing that, ladies. That's not a good thing.
No, but we, for some reason, always still do it.
Yeah. Nope, not
we
okay.
We just give you that look, and then you automatically should know what that look means.
It's just like, why are you mad?
You don't know
it's
what like, that look means?
It's like, I understand you're mad, but you need to use your words because you're an adult.
Yeah.
You're not a child.
I developed a technique for that a long time ago.
It's called talking.
Yeah.
But he replied, hey, girls and guys, so I'm sending a little update from my voicemail. So my wife was playing the if you don't know why I'm mad, I'm not going to tell you card because I was supposed to build our awesome bed. And you've seen the pic with Chris and I got called into work. And then after working a 14-hour shift, I got home and was spending time with her and when the whole conversation happened. She didn't want to tell me because she knew I had worked and was tired, and the last thing I wanted to do was build a new bed frame. But the next day, I knocked it out and happy wife again. Oh, and since we switched from the Cali frame to a solid frame, it's a whole new bed. I sleep better, wake up in no pain, while before I woke up with huge amounts of pain all over. I strongly suggest a solid bed frame.
I can respect that. So you thought maybe she was playing the if you don't know, I won't tell you game, when in reality she
but
was
she
giving
said
you
that,
space.
Though. I believe she said that, though, too.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, then what the heck?
Honestly, it sounds like to me you told her you were going to do something and you didn't tell her. But she... she's upset, but she doesn't feel like she has the right to be upset because you did work a really long day, so she understands. but yet still wishes she still had the bed spring. I would be the exact same way. It happened yesterday. My boyfriend and I went to this new happy hour place. He was convinced he knew how to get there. I told him I don't at all. And did he know how to get there? No. And I was like, why? In my mind, I'm like, dude, we could have Google mapped this. We could have done this.
Do either of you guys have smartphones?
He does, but it was like a parking, like we were parking in the wrong structure kind of thing.
That can be kind of tricky though sometimes.
No, if you say you know where you're going,
you
were going to do your bed frame, I personally need to follow, like I need to trust your word.
Then you're okay to be upset if I tell you I'm going to do something and then I don't actually do it.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly.
That's fair. He said he knew where
he was going. And he clearly didn't. And in my mind, I'm like, this could have all been avoided.
And our friend knew he had a 14-hour day ahead of him, most likely.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't.
So there's a lot of if coming off all of this. He should have just
communicated, though, babe, I called into work. It might be a long day. I might not get the bed frame done.
Right. He didn't bring that up at all, apparently.
So your girl had every right to be upset. Just saying.
I mean, I'm not saying that she can't or not be upset, but just be like, all she had to do is like, you know what? I was really looking forward to having the bed done today.
But that can spark an argument. Because at least with mine, I just had my face and my guy knew that I was upset, but I was like, I don't want to say anything because I'll brush it off. It's not that big of a deal, and I know he thought he knew.
I like that.
So I just have to take a few deep breaths. He knows I'm irritated. He can see it, but I don't.
But you're not playing the whole game like, well, I'm not going to tell you why I'm mad. Like, if he asked what was wrong, you would tell him. Like, why you had the face. You'd be
that's
like,
the question.
Look,
on the
I
table.
Would say, yeah. Babe, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's okay. He knows. He's not an idiot. We're lost.
Yeah. In this situation, he apparently did not know, though, like what it was that she was upset about
entirely. Yeah, our man did not know.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, if he really didn't know, then yeah, she should have told him.
Yeah. It's like, it's all about communicating. And Sarah is very much a black and white kind of person when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's like, you say you're going to do something, you got to do it, which I've learned.
I've learned the hard way. Yeah. And I'm very much, it's hard for me to hide my emotions. So if I'm irritated, you'll know without me saying anything. Chris knows. Chris is in this room with me every day.
Yeah. Which is why Sarah and I have decided we could never live together and why if we saw each other like every day outside of work, we'd kill each other.
We probably actually would.
We would there was somebody be murdered. I honestly think
you would slowly poison me with like food or something that's just like tainted. But then
I think you would just snap and stab me.
Yeah, exactly. I would full on just... That'd
be more sneaky, and it just hers would be just a crime of passion. But James also sent us another text message and says, "Hey Vicky, I'm catching up on the main show's podcast, and BJ brought up the subject of the Sports Illustrated model breastfeeding on the catwalk, and I think that's a huge statement for women. As you know, I have three kids, and my wife's breastfed my younger two, but whenever she would do it in public, she would always cover up with the baby blanket or the breastfeeding poncho thing. And more than once, she was approached by other women just to tell her that what she was doing was inappropriate in public." Once in a while, while we're in the South Center Mall, she was sitting on a bench feeding my son completely covered up, and an older lady told her that she should feed my son, that she had to feed my son in public, then she should go to the restroom or take it to the car. The Sports Illustrated model has some huge lady balls and is a hero. I applaud her for what she did and hope that helped take some of the stigma away from breastfeeding. And he says, sorry for the long text, your buddy James. Honestly, like I totally see where the old ladies, why the old ladies think this, and it's BS. Because I'm picturing like that is something my grandmother would say, because it's just a different time. Like when my mom would tell me stories, like when her boobs started coming in. By the way, that ass hurts. When your boobs start growing for the first time, that hurts.
Oh, I know.
Your bosoms are lovely, by the way, today.
Well, thank you.
But my grandma, instead of saying, hey, you know what, this is what's going to happen to you, this is your body, you know, here's ways to relieve that. She basically told my mom, put a sweater on and don't let the boys hug you. Because she's like, guys just want to hug you so they could feel them. And so she's like, just put a sweater on. It's like Mexico heat. And like, that's how they did it back then. So older ladies have this stigma that like the body is just like always sexualized. And I feel like our generation, like between like the free the nipple and just how like open, I feel like the millennials and the whatever the next ones are. Zennials.
Oh boy, I can't wait. Right. It's going to be amazing.
I feel like it's not that big a deal anymore.
As we get farther and farther away from the Puritans who settled this country, and I mean, I'm being sincere. Yeah. I mean, we are throwing off some of those old mores, and it's becoming more and more acceptable for these types of things and these types of attitudes to be more prevalent. 30, 40 years ago, a woman breastfeeding in public would have probably wound up in some serious trouble.
Right.
You know?
I honestly still think it's kind of weird.
Fair enough.
When people are at my restaurant and they all of a sudden start breastfeeding, I double take and I'm like, is that really like happening right now? It's just...
But if you think about it in any other, like, how gross is it to have to feed your child in a bathroom?
I think that is way better.
And uncomfortable.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I think that is like...
No way.
That is disgusting.
I would much rather feed my child in the bathroom than in public.
That
like,
is
why,
like, sitting,
like, carrying or like covering it up and like.
No, you're sitting on a toilet. You have to get in, open the freaking stall door, sit on a toilet
with your child, with
like you're
whatever
not.
Baby
I was
bag
thinking
you've
just like
with you
in the bathroom.
No,
not
like
necessarily.
Where else?
Oh, I see what you're
where
saying.
Else would you comfortably do that?
My restaurant has like individual bathrooms.
Okay.
So like, I wasn't thinking of like a stall. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of places just have stalls, and so you and most of the time it's more comfortable to sit down because breastfeeding can take a couple minutes and you want to be able to be comfortable and sit.
That's why there's a toilet.
Exactly. That's disgusting.
That's not, and that's even grosser.
See, I don't, to me, that's
I'm not going to sit my pants.
Less disgusting than just whipping out having your baby suck on it.
How is a breast disgusting and how is the food coming from it disgusting? Like, it's not touching you.
It's never something I want to see when I'm dining out.
Fair.
It's never something.
But that's because you have the same sort of stigma attached to that a lot of people do. You know, it's a naked woman's breast in public. And we are trained, we are conditioned from a very young age to say that's not okay.
And there's nothing
wrong with that attitude. It's just,
I think that's why
we need to get past it. They have
lactation stations.
Yeah.
And
that's,
and there's one at my gym.
Yeah.
Like,
which I think is awesome that we're having, like, there's more and more options. But
I think there is still that stigma that we don't want to see this.
And
but you don't want to go to the bathroom, so here is an alternative in a special room for it.
Precisely.
Yeah. And it's kind of sad, though. It's like, why are we... There's two reasons why people... Or a couple reasons why people are freaked out by it. It's like, guys, like, I don't want to see that because that's gross. It's like, why is it gross? It's because the thing that you find sexy is now being used for a not, quote-unquote, sexy reason. And it's kind of ruining that fantasy for you. The other one is just like women that were kind of trained like, oh, no, we need to like be conservative. We can't be showing this off. It's like,
exactly.
I mean, I've seen women with a
Puritans.
Lot skimpier outfits at restaurants before. One in Bellevue.
And sometimes it's disgusting.
And it's just like,
you're like,
I'm like,
yikes, you really like, should not wear that.
It's like, you're okay with like, I mean, some people are like, you're okay with that happening, but you're not okay with me feeding my child.
Right.
Especially if they have the blanket over it. Like, okay, calm down. Like when I see that, it's like, okay, just ignore it. Like, yeah, I'm going to do a double take. It's like, there's a nipple. Cool. Moving on with my day. That's none of my business.
Right.
But that's just my thinking. I think as time goes by, it's going
to
really
still
not.
I still prefer not to.
It's going to sound very weird to say out loud, but more people need to think like you, Vicky.
I thought it was going to be something about nipples.
I did too, actually.
Well, I can say weird things about nipples too, but
I
don't know if this is
how
the
you
right
wish
forum.
You were the baby.
Not going to. No, I'm good. Thank you.
It's not. What's it? What is it? Me, myself, and Irene?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Sarah, for making it creepy. Anyways, let's make it weird. Sarah, how was your you're done with jury duty?
Oh,
the
yeah.
case got closed yesterday, everyone.
All right.
Hey.
A month of my life.
Okay, we don't want to hear about monthful, but give us the lowdown. What happened?
The lowdown was it was not some epic criminal case that I was hoping it would be. It was not a murder. It was not even, there were no policemen. There were no men in jumpsuits. It was pretty lame, actually. It was some chick decided to sue a company and got a month of history of
learning about mesothelioma
and asbestos. And I mean, it was really cool. The lawyers, the judges, I object and sustain, and you know, let's meet at the sidebar and like all that kind of cool stuff that you do see in the movies. But a lot of it was like, oh, can we move on with it, guys? At one point, I caught four of my jury members sleeping. I did not fall asleep. I was very, very close at some points, but didn't. And then yesterday we deliberated, and with civil cases, 10 have to agree, and there was 12 of us. And 10 agreed, 2 of us did not, and I was one that did not. So my heart's never raced so much, because you have to individually... They ask you a bunch of questions and you have to say, yes, that was the opinion of the jury, and then you have to say yes or no, and that was your opinion. And I was one of the only people that said, yes, that's the opinion of the jury, but not the opinion of me. And my heart, I seriously was like, I'm about to have a heart attack. Like, we're not going to finish this case because I'm about to pass out. I'm so nervous.
Jeez.
But yeah, the judge was freaking awesome. She was so cute. She came and thanked us and like asked us how what we thought, and then all gave us certificates, and I put the certificate on my fridge.
I was
going
to say, I'm like, where's the certificate now?
Yeah. Nice. I told her I was going to frame it, and she's like, I really do think people frame these. Like, you did your civil right. And I was like, oh, you're so cute. I'm not going to frame it, but I'll put it on my fridge.
Yeah.
You did your civil duty, not your right.
My civil something. Duty. My civil duty.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
civil right as a citizen.
Nope.
Right?
Mm-mm.
No?
Still a duty.
I don't know.
Yeah. But... yeah, so
are you
excited to do it again? Because I know you're the only one that raised their hand when they said, hey, yes. Who's excited to be here?
Has this soured you to the
out
experience?
Of 60 people. It was funny because the other jury member that agreed with me, that disagreed with everyone else, he looked at me and he was like, aren't you the one that was really excited to be here?
I remembered
and
you
I was
the
like, I was. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a month-long case. All the other cases that started on the day I got summoned were like 1-, 2-, 3-day cases.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think you could do that. Like a whole court case in just a few days?
I mean, easy, like a traffic, like something like that, like a traffic ticket or like a,
okay.
You know, one
all
of those.
All right, I guess some of that.
But
that
this
gets
was,
to court, but.
This was, we went back to like the 1800s.
Yeah, this it was
this
a,
was like back in the dizzy.
It was like a civil action lawsuit kind of a thing. Almost,
yeah, it was
right?
very like, yeah. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
It's okay.
You know, I would be curious and excited to see how a criminal case is different than a civil case.
Yeah.
I would assume it'd be way more like exciting, but who knows? Maybe not. Right? Maybe
yeah, you don't
not.
Know. But this is your first experience inside the courtroom. And
yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to color your opinion of every legal thriller movie
Dude,
you would see from here on out.
I was really hoping it was going to inspire me to want to be a lawyer. But after the third day of all this crap, I was like...
Chris almost choked on his
water. Nope.
It's just like Legally Blonde.
Hey,
it's like it's hard or something.
That's what I thought. And there was this a blonde attorney, and I was really hoping that she was going to kick ass. And,
oh,
sorry,
man.
Click something.
Whoa.
I didn't mean to click.
Happens. But
I knew that going in, that's why you were excited, because you thought that there was a chance that this was going to be an inspiration for you to have a whole
well,
new career
and
trajectory.
In movies... It's so, I mean, I think it's
yeah.
dope. Like yesterday, so after the case is closed, you can talk to the lawyers. They like to ask questions of what was helpful, what wasn't, what witness was good, this, that, and the other.
Okay.
And that was really cool because I'm like, okay, you're human. Like
right.
during the case,
robots.
You see them in the hallway. They can't even make eye contact with you.
Oh, no, like, not
weird.
At all.
So yeah.
They call that jury tampering. They get the whole case thrown out.
Like one time we were all like waiting for the elevator and they decided to take the stairs because
yeah.
I think it's just too awkward. Same with like the judge and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But talking to them afterwards, it was like super cool. And I was like, I think you guys are so badass. Like, obviously, this case has been years in the making. Like,
mm-hmm.
all of the work you had to put through this, and it finally came to a head, and now it's done. Like, I think you guys are badass. So I still think it's all badass. It's just like so tedious and so
mm-hmm.
ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you phrase a question just slightly wrong,
yep, they jump all over you.
They say I object, and then you have to think about how you say it. It's and I'm like, that would drive me crazy. I would lose my ass.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I could lose it.
Mm-mm. I'm okay.
But yeah,
hard
criminal
pass.
Case, maybe, with like a guy in a jumpsuit and stuff. That'd be dope.
I like that the way she said it. I know you can't see this over the podcast waves, but she almost was like turned on.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the jumpsuits and those bad boys.
Yeah. Like, I know what your boyfriend's dressing up for Halloween now.
He did last? No, I was... What did he arrest me? Oh, he was the cop.
Yeah.
And I was the
felon.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I mean, everyone has their fetish, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's hot. But then that would be so bad. Could you imagine if I, like, thought the guy getting, like, what's the word? Getting
prosecuted?
Incarcerated?
Yeah. Was, like,
prosecuted.
Sexy?
Yeah.
Could you?
Like
it's like I can't be here in the juror. It's like why? It's like because I want to bang that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I'll stay here and watch the case.
You need to recuse myself here.
I just can't be here.
Honestly, yeah. They would probably excuse you. You would be like, I'm just gonna side with him just because I think he's so hot.
You're probably right.
They probably would.
Yeah.
They'll think you're crazy.
Well, because if you like know anyone or this,
crazy,
that, and the other.
Yeah.
But if you're like, dude, he is so fine.
Yeah, you're going to have trouble staying objective at that point.
Yeah, I can't even pay attention. I'm just staring at him.
I tried.
I'm already thinking about it, you guys.
I tried to get out of jury duty once, and it didn't work. Like, I had Steve write me a letter saying that I was integral.
integral to the operation of our program.
I mean, this is also when I was, like, new. And so I went in the first day. And then they're like, okay, call this number and we'll tell you if you get a thing or not. And I called the number and like to see like if my number was picked and it wasn't. So like I still could have gotten picked a couple days later. So I had a couple days off.
You know, I have never been invited.
Yeah, that consider yourself
lucky. Don't you feel like a loser?
Not really.
Because when I got invited, I felt like really special. And that's what I told everyone. I was like, don't we all feel so special?
No.
No.
I'm just waiting because this was such a tedious process and it was a month long. That like I'm gonna get chosen like next week again.
Literally,
and I'm like,
thousands of people are doing it right now.
Right.
In this city.
I've had it like.
But you have never been chosen.
Never once.
I've gotten my mom excused. Yeah, I've gotten my mom excused because it's like
a language barrier.
Yeah, I mean
she
could understand.
What?
Like she does understand, but it's not.
Dude, they're like big words and like all big law words that like. A lot of us don't understand.
I just filled out like to the max, like cannot understand English, cannot.
There was someone who
cannot get out of work. Like I did, I checked all those off for her because she actually couldn't get off work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone raised their hand and was like, English is my second language, but I think I'll be totally lost. Right. And with like a medical case like this, you're going to be lost.
You're going to be hit with all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And not just English, Latin.
Asbestos.
Mesothelioma.
You remember those commercials? Those
I'm never going to look at those commercials the same ever
again. The mesothelioma commercials, right?
If you or a loved one has suffered from mesothelioma,
I know.
You may be entitled to.
Maybe she called that number. Maybe that's where it all started.
You think you got mesothelioma from the case?
Oh,
just sitting in the jury box.
Oh, God. It was interesting. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I know a lot more about asbestos than I thought I would ever know. Yeah. If you worked on ships back in the day, get checked out.
Oh, it was in the paint. It was in the insulation. It was
in the popcorn ceiling. Yeah.
Which is, I've peeled off popcorn ceiling in my house before.
Boy.
My house was made in the 70s, so I probably will have mesothelioma at some point in my life. Called it.
Well, if you do, goodbye. Because there's no cure.
It's not a fun thing.
I'll miss you.
Okay, as long as you miss me, that's all that matters. Will you get a tattoo for me?
No. Because I'll probably be like 80 years old. Actually, then yes, I will.
Yeah, I was going to say. What the
80-year-old grandma going to the tattoo shop.
I'll just get your face. Yes.
But like your wrinkly face.
Yes,
like
I love it.
Your old lady face.
But I want it like somewhere that's really wrinkly.
Old lady sack. Oh, my boob.
So I've always, this is kind of a morbid thought.
As I grow.
I'm so glad I will be long gone when this happens.
So I've had this morbid thought before, because I've had people pass away, and I have a memorial tattoo, and I have another one that I'd like to get since I've been trying to get since I was like 16. Mm-hmm. But I always wonder, like, if I were to pass in my young age, would people get tattoos to memorialize me? And if so, what would the tattoo like? What would they pick that would represent me to them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like what I've always been curious about.
A crow. The crow.
Like, would they do a crow? Would they do a pirate? Would they do a microphone? Mm. You know, because radio.
Oh,
like,
yeah. There's a lot going on there.
So it's just like kind of like one of those weird random
thoughts.
Yeah,
or the pirate. That's a good one.
Like a pirate girl or I don't know. Like what would they get of me? Like I don't know. I feel like if Sarah, like if you were no longer with us.
There's two options that for... Hey, actually, I really like that.
I was thinking just like a girl with blonde hair and like the Day of the Dead makeup because we did the Day of the Dead makeup. That's how we like bonded the first couple times.
Yeah, but that doesn't really represent me at all.
No, but it represents like that's how you and I became friends. Like we started like we hung out the first time and I think we did that one of the first times.
But I don't do that a lot. Like, no. I don't, you know,
but
I feel
that's
like
a
it
memory,
would be something
like,
that like you're pirates, right? So like.
Yeah, but it could also be a memory that you have with the person.
Hmm.
So like.
Hmm.
No, I feel like it should be something that, like. Everyone knows
this
about
is my
them.
Tattoo. I'm getting.
But it's
it
about me.
But I'm getting it for
but like,
me.
Like Chris, I would get Star Trek for sure.
Sweet.
That's what I would get because when I think of you, that is your jam. Mm.
I would. I think I'd probably just get a big tattoo of the Sagrada Familia.
Like the big old religious.
The huge,
is that for me or for?
Yeah, for you. It's in Barcelona.
Okay. Well, yeah. The big old. So you want the church, not because the Sagrada Familia is also can mean like the like the family.
Oh, no.
It could be like Jesus, Mary,
Sorry.
Joseph.
No, I mean like the
architectural.
The church itself, just because it's
not even finished
it's like
yet.
A
by
big
the way,
thing in Barcelona.
See, that's weird to me. If I saw that, I would never think it's Vicky.
It wouldn't be for you.
I know, but exactly. If I saw it, I would never think, oh, that's for Vicky.
But that's not necessarily the point. It's like, because you're picking something that means something to you in relation to the person.
I would want for you guys to get a me. Either, probably most likely a pair of lips, for sure.
If I have
That's
not bad.
If I would they be crooked?
That would be even doper.
I like it.
Usually I would just picture them closed, but you could get a totally crooked mouth. How about, cooler.
If you go young and I don't have any more space on my body, then sure.
There we go.
That's you a little do bit. Have space? Is that what
you said? I don't have space. Because I'm getting a bunch of tattoos. Yeah. So if I run out of space and I only have a little space.
Oh, yeah. No, you should get it
Because lips is
anyway.
Perfect because it's... I'm not getting it.
Even if I die...
Old. What if I die before you? So, ha!
Ah. You know, you might as well just get it done for me now, then.
All right, would it be morbid to, like, discuss, like, what we would get for the other guys on the show?
I don't think so.
Is that kind of messed up? Because, like, okay, these are the things that come in my mind. Like, if you guys please message us, like, if you've gotten a memorial tattoo before, or if you would get a memorial tattoo of someone close to you, what would you get of them?
Hmm. Danny, I would get pizza or a pumpkin.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think I'd do a pumpkin, but I wouldn't do it orange. I don't want orange color on me.
Orange,
I do not
though.
Like orange, though. I'm not getting something I don't like.
Oh, my gosh. I thought this was, like, what you... I mean, like, no, I don't that's like not, pumpkins.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
I don't like Star Trek.
I got a dragon tattoo. My friend passed away when she was 16, and she drew a dragon head. And when she drew it, she colored it yellow and red, but I didn't want it yellow and red. So I took the image that she drew, and I got that tattooed on me, and then I got it colored in different colors. So it's still hers. It still represents her. She drew it. Mm-hmm. It's just different colors. And I'm like, I don't have to get the different colors. It's the pumpkin. I think maybe a cool, like, right now, the black art right now tattoos are really in. It's like the kind of sketchy looking one. So I'm thinking like a cool pumpkin Halloween scene.
See, I'm super,
cool.
You're right. I'm really black
She's very
and white
literal.
Because if you get it,
which is funny because when she's not, it's funny.
Tattoo about, like, for someone, I think it should be like exactly like what they like, not like...
It's
what kind of you like, what they, you know what I mean? Like,
because you're still wearing it. You're still going to have it. You're not going to want something that you're going to hate and like, oh, yeah, this is for this person, but I hate looking at it because I hate how ugly it is.
Well, I mean, it's like the Star Trek thing. Like, I don't know it. I don't really care about it, but like, I would get it because he really liked it, you know?
But again, it's the bond between the two of you guys. So, like, if I wanted to get something for Chris, I might do something Star Trek-y, but maybe something space, like something more. Mm-hmm. Like stars in general, or
something that reminds you. And I actually thought of something even better than the Sagrada Familia.
Oh, thank you.
Because I was thinking about the building, and it was on the cover of the very first comic book I ever gave you.
Ah, I still have it.
Batman in Barcelona.
Batman in Barcelona.
Dude, that's a dope
that
name.
Awesome. Isn't that? I saw it, and it was like, but yeah, that would be the thing.
Yep.
There it is. Done.
There you go. I still have it. I refuse to get rid of that comic.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I still have it.
Oh, she's gonna put it on your grave. When you die.
Why are you making it weird?
Not weird.
I just got sad.
Aww. I don't know. Maybe because I don't have any tattoos, so I'm not.
That could be it.
Like, that too.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like, oh, you're going to get a Star Trek symbol because then I'm going to get the TARDIS because I like Doctor Who and it's going to be this whole thing. Like, no.
Suddenly, you're out of control.
I would just get a little something because...
And I'm not a big fan of, like, the ones with, like, the banner. Like, for me, like, I think they look cool on other people, but when they're, like, RIP in somebody's name, that's not really... I like something a little bit more
name,
subtle.
The dates or something.
That's too literal. That's the kind of thing that I think Sarah would be more interested in. In this particular instance.
Yeah, because it's just simple, all about you, done.
Yeah.
See, like, Rev, I would go, like, ooh, maybe, like, a cool steampunk gun.
Yeah.
And, like, can put it somewhere, like...
That's kind of perfect.
Where it looks kind of cool. Like, if you have space on your thigh, like, that would be kind of cool.
Just a big portrait of Thanos.
Aw.
I mean, if I had, like, little space left, I think, like, a little gauntlet would be kind of cute somewhere. Like, if you only have, like, a little...
Oh, yeah, just a little pinning gauntlet.
Like, somewhere.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of cool. Joey, I have no idea what I would get for him.
Wow. Yeah. Holy cow. Because
he's very just... Maybe, like, a shot of Jack or something.
Yeah. Or, like, a Corona.
Shot of Jack with, like, glasses.
Like on it?
No, like I meant just like on the side, like a little table,
like poised, like they're both sitting on the same table.
It's like, man, this shot's for you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was thinking like, or like a bottle of Corona and then glasses around the Corona. That'd be so cute.
Okay, that'd be cute too, like a cute cartoon version of a Corona bottle.
Yeah, that would be Joey.
That would be pretty good.
Oh,
I like that.
For Steve, like I might, if depending on
like, Luchador mask.
Like I was gonna say, like some sort of either like wrestler, like depending also like what I got going on sleeve wise. But, like, I was thinking Lulu, too, would be,
Lulu,
be freaking
Lulu
adorable.
Would be really good.
Or even something like New York, neat kind of.
Yeah, I just,
I don't really see him as a
luchador, maybe with some roses or something.
Or even like a little Lulu with a mask.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cute. Right next to the Corona with the glasses.
There it is.
It's like everyone's dying one by one so I can get these tattoos.
Yeah. Great.
Well, how about BJ? I feel like I already have a microphone, so I wouldn't get a microphone.
Just put more Star Trek stuff on my body. Right. Yeah. Easy.
Wow. Or you can even do the quote, he's most human or whatever.
Of all the souls I've met, his was the most human.
Human.
Because you got to choke on that last word because Kirk was breaking up pretty
so
bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I get a Sonic Screwdriver.
Or I have now and always will be your friend. That'd be a good one too.
Yeah. Aww, Sonic Screwdriver would be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
I don't know.
Or Red Sox something.
Yeah, I wouldn't want. Here's the thing though too. Like I wouldn't want like a Red Sox logo. Like, and I wouldn't want a religious, like if my mom passed, like I wouldn't get a, like she's really religious, I wouldn't get a religious symbol on me because I feel like that in a sense would be disrespectful. And also I don't want a religious symbol tattooed on me. And that's why I never got like the Virgin Mary tattoo. Like when I got my Day of the Dead skull, I went with Day of the Dead because I wanted to represent my heritage without being something I didn't like.
Yeah. I know my friend has a cross on her foot and I always am like, why?
It's almost like, a disrespect. Like, I'm like
it's just, I don't know.
Disrespectful, like, almost.
You don't, I mean, I think she is
religious
Christian or whatever, but like not at all. Like she doesn't go to church. She doesn't stand there. I was like, if that was me and I did that young, and then I would get it covered up. No. You know what I'm saying? Because it's small enough to like do something over it or something. It's just weird.
Yeah. Like when I was in high school, there was three of us and we still, like one of them still to this day talks about it on Facebook. She's like, when are we getting our tattoos? I'm like, bitch, I haven't seen you, like hung out with you in like 10 years. I've seen you like in passing. But we were supposed to each get a symbol to represent the three of us because we were best friends.
Okay.
But one of them was pagan. And she's like, well, I kind of like the pagan symbol. I'm like, let's agree not to do religious symbols.
Yeah.
Because she's not pagan and I'm not pagan. So it'd be weird for me to have a pagan symbol.
Correct.
So we ended up, it's like a moon, like a sun, half moon with like a flower around. I don't know. It was this really crappy drawing. I'm glad we did not do it. Very basic.
It's so weird. I know. I was thinking, like, I was going to get a tattoo a few years ago with my friend, but we went with her family and I was going to be like, well, let's do it. Why not? Because everyone else.
Were you going to get your lips?
I was going to get my lips right on the corner of my hoo-ha. So then, like, no one really see ever. But nothing's really changed. I've been
on your pelvis
for 10 years.
My first tattoo was on my pelvis.
Right. Holler.
It's a heart tattoo.
Oh, cute.
That's why when I sign my Vicky Barcelona autograph.
You do a heart.
I do a broken, stitched up heart.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Because that's my tattoo. It's a broken heart that's been stitched up.
Shoulder.
Here's
with
shoulder.
What is wrong with shoulder?
Well, no. Because my parents are Catholic and I couldn't show off my tattoo, so I had to get it somewhere they would never see.
Yeah, Chris.
Okay, fine.
And I just think that'd be sexy for a pair of lips on if you know what I'm saying.
This is why I don't like doing this thing with you people.
I mean, you're cool with me. It's her.
I got a tiny little onk on my shoulder. Was the very first thing I got. And then later on in my, I covered it up with this geisha hair.
And
it's
onk?
Very pretty.
Yes.
Onk.
Onk.
It's that Egyptian. It almost looks like a cross with like a little circle on top.
A cross with a loop instead of a, and it symbolized, it was the power of all the Egyptian gods, their long life, and they're also their royalty. They reigned over the, just an Egyptian symbol.
Wow. Funny. Yeah. Like my original idea when I was in high school, like my first tattoo was going to be on my wrist and it was going to be the Ira.
Yeah,
and
see,
I'm just like, I have no connection to it except that it looks cool, so I never did it.
Yeah, and there you go.
And I'm glad I didn't.
I was way into the Ankh as a symbol of power, but it was all because of a comic book I read. So
I mean, fair enough.
Well, I was thinking like, I was going to do that with my friends, you know, and like her and I aren't friends anymore. And I was like, I'm so glad I didn't do that because I wonder if I looked at that tattoo, would I think, damn, like,
yeah. Well, so you're not going to be getting a tattoo with us when we go to Chicago?
Hell no.
What are you going to get,
by
the way?
Absolutely not.
Shamrock?
Yeah.
Why Shamrock?
Because I feel like it's Chicago, huge Irish population, and I've been wanting a shamrock for a while.
Fair enough.
Where are you going to get it?
I'm going to get something.
He's getting an off pelvis.
Cool
yes.
as possible. Yeah, yeah. I figure now's the time.
Right next to
you
your
guys
hoo-ha?
Have shown me the way. Right next to my hoo-ha.
Better have that shaved.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they might do it for you.
So. Yeah, that's
and
why.
And then it'll say, feeling lucky, right underneath.
See, that wouldn't, if I was a lady going down there, I would not feel very confident about what's about to happen.
This is so great.
The worst tattoo ever.
I gotta think of what?
Yes. You don't know what you're gonna get yet?
No, I want to get one because one, camaraderie, and I like the idea of going somewhere and just getting a tattoo because why not? It's like collecting
that one
magnets
time.
Or like mugs. It's collecting tattoos from the different places I go visit.
Right here on my wrist.
Oh, I love that place.
It's a good spot, and I don't have anything there yet. I need to get started on my sleeves.
I was gonna say, just careful with wrist because that's where it will fade more.
Oh, sorry. I mean
like lower wrist.
Lower wrist. Yeah, not on the bendy part.
Not the bendy part, yeah. It will rub off. Anywho, part of the reason I wanted Chris in on the podcast today, not just to talk about tattoos, was I did find this article. I found it on Cosmo.com.
Holler.
But it says 12 things guys like getting surprised with. And we did talk about it on air once where, like, what can you do besides sex for guys? Mm. And granted, this list says sex a couple times. Fair warning.
Right. This is like, I don't know what
I mean, I've had like really romantic ex-boyfriends who liked little gestures. Like they would do it for me and I would do it to them. So like we would give each other mixtapes all the time. Like this is the music that I think about when I think about you. This is what I, you know, songs that remind me of you. And he'd give me a copy and then I'd give him one. So we would do that back and forth. And I, like, within the last year, gave a guy a mixtape. I'm like, here's a bunch of songs that like make me think of you. Hmm. And because you're special to me. And there was something like, that he really, really liked on there because it's not all of it was his taste in music. So he's like, I've never heard these songs. This is awesome. But it's like, what little things? And then we also went on to talk about, like, you don't like leaving little notes. And Steve admitted he does, like, when his wife kind of writes him a little note and slips it there for him. Mm-hmm. So this list was, we're going to talk about this list. And I wanted to get Chris's opinion on this for sure.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
This is good.
Spoiler alert, I'm a horrible, hopeless romantic. So a lot of this is probably going to get me right where it needs to. So,
all right. So
fire away.
There is a couple sex ones. Like the first one is sex out of nowhere. So it's not to say that you should just jump on top of him from your hiding spot as soon as he gets home, which unless he's really into that, go for it. Yeah. But come home, like but him coming home to you dressed in lingerie, or if you don't want to spring for lingerie, just be naked when he gets home.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty hot.
Score.
Two, having dinner already made for him. And I think this goes both ways.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it does.
Yes. So the first two items on the list are sex and food because these are the things that run true and deep through a man's veins.
What about got takeout ready for him?
I mean, same. I think so. Says coming home to a fancy steak dinner, even like a freshly delivered pizza when he thought he was going to have to cook or pick up food along the way is a huge relief.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah,
I think
it takes that off of my plate. No pun intended. It means that I don't have to.
It's one less thing to worry about.
Yeah, it's one less thing to worry about. And it's not that slaving in the kitchen is a big deal for me. I like cooking for my wife, but if I don't have to, that's awesome.
Especially when you thought you did.
When I thought I did, yeah. And that's what it is. If I thought, it's my night to cook.
It's like, oh, crap, what am I making?
And it doesn't matter what they get. Because that would be my thing. Like, oh, well, should I ask him what he wants? Should I not? Should I surprise him? But, like, what should I get pizza? But what if he wants Chinese food? Like, what if he wants teriyaki? Like, I don't even know what he's into. Like, or in the mood for, you know?
I'll give you a tip. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Paying attention.
Get us food.
Just food.
End of list. Don't worry about whether or not it's something I'm in the mood for. I guarantee you, if I come home and there's food, I'm in the mood for that food.
Okay.
Yeah. It's true. And I mean,
different
I don't know if it's a sexist thing, a man woman thing, because yeah, exactly. That's and we can talk about how I trick my wife to figure out where she actually wants to eat later.
You say what she doesn't want, or she says that. At least that's my thing.
Mm-mm.
Really?
You have her guess where you're taking her?
Yep.
Yep.
Guess and where I'm taking you for dinner tonight.
Ooh, we're going to Chinese.
Yep.
Yep. Guess where we're going.
That's so weird. That would not work with me. I would be like,
challenge accepted.
I'd be like, oh, are we getting Chinese? Yep. Oh, I don't really want Chinese.
Well,
you're a
brat.
A brat. Yes, you're a brat.
Yes, this is not new information.
I'd rather be a bitch than a brat.
I think a brat makes you feel childish, and I feel like I like that. It smacks you down more than a bitch would.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a bitch you think is a compliment, but if I call you a brat, it gets under your skin, which I love.
I've got a much stronger word that I don't feel like I should use on the show.
Does it start with a C?
Yup.
Awesome.
Thank you.
A last minute date night for number three.
Oh,
it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but going out to dinner on a Wednesday for a few drinks and some tapas can help him get through the rest of the week. And he's not going to say no to that. Although one of my favorite things I did, granted, this guy was, everyone says this about guys they've dated or girls they've dated. Like, this guy was legit nuts. That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'm like, I'm going to plan it because he had planned a big old date night for us. And we went out to that. And I'm like, okay, date night for you. I'm not going to tell you what we're doing, but you need to bring three different types of clothing. You're going to wear, I want you to come in dressed fancy, but I also want you to bring comfortable clothes and then casual.
Okay. Because
I don't want you to know what we're doing.
Smart.
And then I had him come over to my house where I had already set up a fort in my living room.
Cool.
And I had made a steak dinner.
Yeah.
And we ate our steak dinner, I think, in the fort or on the table. And we watched his favorite movie, which was Princess Bride. Oh. And I'm like, surprise date.
What clothes were you wearing?
So we wore fancy clothes. And then we switched into comfy clothes.
Oh, where'd the casual clothes go?
Oh, that was just to throw them off.
Oh.
I'm actually I'm getting a little misty over here. That's really
good. Except he was crazy as hell. And he has my Rammstein hoodie, by the way. But $50 spent on never seeing this guy again? Worth it.
Deal.
Done.
Yeah.
Yes. So I can't wait so I can do that again to somebody else. I don't think it's bad to recycle.
Give them your Rammstein hoodie?
No.
Oh, the other. Yeah. Okay,
do
it.
The
got
big
it.
Old fort thing and fancy dinner and
that's
movies.
Really nice,
I was very, I was very impressed with that. I sent a text to my
was
buddy.
Was he impressed too?
Yes.
Good.
I texted one of my friends.
Oh, he was blown away. I guarantee you.
I'm like, hey, is this what a guy like this?
Away?
Maybe. I texted my friend. I'm like, would a guy like this? And he's like, I would marry her on the spot. I'm like, okay, guy approved.
Yeah.
Guy approved.
Number four, tickets to a game or a concert. Maybe a coworker had to unload some tickets last minute and make sure his schedule's clear and surprise him. And if it's something he, you totally hate, you could always make it seem like you want him, make him take a friend, mm-hmm. Have him do something that doesn't necessarily involve you.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that, obviously it's very guy specific. If you've got a guy who's not into, say, basketball or football or whatever it is, then, don't surprise him with tickets to a sport he doesn't enjoy.
Right.
But yeah, tickets to an event or something like this. Yeah.
Play or movie.
Exactly.
Like, hey,
think outside the box.
Got you some Fandango tickets. Take your buddy. Go see that movie I don't want to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you need all that convention you didn't think you were going to get into? Well,
I got you a ticket.
Yeah.
Or just a present for no reason.
Yeah, present for no reason is always a winner, and it doesn't even need to be anything big.
Okay,
man.
What are guy presents? Because we know the stereotypical presents for girls: the chocolates and the flowers and the little cards,
and the little teddy bears. Mm-hmm.
And it's just all right, I don't need any more teddy bears because my dad likes to buy me a crap ton.
I don't need any more chocolate.
I'm like, I don't buy me.
I want it, but I don't.
Right?
And flowers are gonna die.
I mean, I like flowers. Don't get me wrong, but
sure,
they're gonna die.
But they're gonna die.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then what?
Well,
what can we get a guy?
You know what?
That's not like a tie.
And not like a t-shirt.
Or a watch.
Okay.
Those
are three really good ideas.
Okay, they are, because I thought they weren't.
Well, it depends. It depends. Again, it depends on your guy. So I don't have a lot of use for ties.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get me a cool tie, right?
Like a nerdy Star Trek, Star Wars.
I'm like,
What are you going to just wear it with your t-shirt?
Yeah, no. I would a nice button-up shirt. I would come here in a very nice shirt, if it meant I was showing off an awesome tie that my wife got me. Seriously. Funky socks are another good one for me.
Right.
But something a little bit more broad, something a little bit more generic.
I think the funky socks, so you're walking around Target, you see some socks, hey, he'll like these.
Yeah.
Just, hey.
Not beef jerky.
Yes.
I mean, meat.
But we're back to food then at that point.
Yes, I mean.
But beef jerky is a gift and not a meal. You didn't prepare anything with the beef jerky.
But a t-shirt.
Yeah, I mean,
would be cute.
I feel like it's either food, beer, or shirts.
Beer's good. Buy him his favorite beer.
Yeah.
Or his favorite wine, if your guy's into wine.
If he's a classy man.
His whiskey, yeah.
Classy man.
Don't get him a box of rosé.
Unless
that's his thing, Hey, who knows?
No judgment.
Hey, who knows?
Right? A box of rosé sitting on my kitchen table right now. I'm just saying.
Is it yours?
It is now. It wasn't yesterday.
Who's
what?
It was yours, Sarah.
Oh, I think you probably left it at your house.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
The one that was open?
No.
Oh, the purse one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're welcome.
Shaped like a purse.
That's funny.
And it was awesome.
It's funny because number eight on this list, we were at number four, is grab a bunch of his favorite snacks.
Yes.
I'm so good at that.
Yeah.
Yes. I can do that.
That's awesome.
Actually, I did this for my brother because my brother is the worst when it comes to gifts because he won't tell me what he needs. And he just graduated college and he doesn't make a whole lot of money and he basically still lives like a college student. I'm like, what do you want? Do you need a rice cooker? Do you want clothes? And he never tells me what he needs because he has everything he needs, he says. So I went out and I found, I think ThinkGeek sells it. I think I got it at Target.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shark bowl. It looks like it's a bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it looks like a shark opening its mouth.
Like jaws coming up from the bottom. Yeah.
And so the picture has goldfish crackers in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And so I bought him that and I bought him goldfish crackers. I bought him all the his favorite chocolates because he likes the Hershey's milk, the cookies and cream.
Good stuff.
And I just threw in all the favorite candies that he likes and snacks, like fruit gushers. And I'm like, bro, here you go. I didn't know what else to get you.
I had a girl do that for me in college.
And it's perfect.
It's perfect. It's, like it's beyond
baskets,
perfect.
You know?
Yeah.
But like a personalized one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny because I went over to his house the other day, our apartment, and he had goldfishies in the shark bowl.
Cute.
I was very excited about this. Aww. I was like, he's using it.
Yay, brother. Yay.
Right. But like, yeah, snacks, food, like you can't go
that
wrong.
That is easy. Yeah. That's done. Like, that one's an easy one. Then. Yeah.
If your guy,
I do probably too much.
If your guy likes the ganj, get him a couple joints.
See?
It's if you're living in a state like us where we can smoke legally.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these are going to be pretty subjective when it comes to like getting things for them. But you're not wrong.
Yeah, like just kind of figuring out like what gifts. Because like, again, like we were saying, like girls are pretty easy. Get us food, you know, get us, you know, the flowers and stuff on. Like, that's the stereotype. But like, what's the stereotype for guys? Like, what do you get a guy to make him feel special?
Yeah.
The other one is more sex. Surprising him with sex never fails. Grab him when you're out in public or pulling him into the car or the bathroom is a nice way to surprise him. I did that not too long ago. I'm
like, all right.
Hey, no one's here. Let me take you into this public bathroom and make out.
There
we didn't
go.
Have sex, but we
still.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's just like, hey.
Even and even that, even just a real a surprise PDA is great. You know what? Just go for it.
Yeah, like I mean, I feel like I could never date somebody who doesn't like PDA, but I also couldn't date somebody who wants it all the time.
Right.
Like, I feel like I
used to be
PDA
a very careful balance.
My boyfriend and I are always kind of like all over each other.
You're young.
Wild and free.
Yeah.
See, that's the stuff I would do like when I was in high school, just like full on like blah.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Same.
Yesterday.
Like, there's nothing with like smooching. Like smooching's different, I think.
Yesterday we
Yes.
But no.
So I have he goes to class once a week or whatever, and I always have him send me a school selfie. That's what I always do every time he comes to school. Not like of his D, of his face.
Okay.
But apparently I left him like a really big hickey. Monday night, he's like, babe, I have a really big hickey. And I was really trying not to because I knew he had class.
Right.
So like work, I feel like it's whatever. But like in school, you know, I don't know. But
I feel like work would be worse.
No, not when you're like out in the construction with just like a few dudes. Like, oh, whatever. But like in class with a bunch of other people and like a teacher.
I just feel like it makes you look younger and dumber.
In school?
Both.
I don't even know where to go on this,
it was
honestly.
So great though. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, yeah. Maybe I'm still like in high school.
I think
I
so.
Don't know. I don't remember the last time I had a hickey, man. That's
I gotta talk to April.
I was 21 and the effort, like, I'm like, are
that
you
was
serious?
The last time you got a hickey?
I was so mad. And it wasn't even like a big old round one. It was just like a couple weird marks. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like, I didn't even like the dude after. It was a weird.
God, I think they're so sexy.
They're hot, but like the fact that they're on your neck,
I think it's so
it's just
sexy.
Like we're adults.
When I see other people with it, I'm like, good job.
Good
I'm just
you.
Like, are you 17?
Well done.
I'm like, leave a hickey somewhere else.
Well
I have the whole rest of my body you can leave hickeys on.
Yeah, but like for some reason this is like such a perfect like area. It's like the perfect amount of fat. Like he tried to leave a hickey like somewhere else and there was like there's nothing really to grab there. You're just kind of like hurting
you're
me.
Just biting at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, you're just like, ah, 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 you know?
Don't.
Rather than like that.
I mean, like I feel like I'm pretty immature.
Wrap it up.
I feel like I'm pretty immature. I look like I probably still dress like a high schooler, but I don't need to be looking.
Vicky, I could give you a hickey right now if you want.
I know you want to.
In like 3 seconds, I kind of want to.
You can
I'm
do it on
a little turned on.
Well, that's all the time we have today.
The last one that we haven't gotten to because we already did 8-7 is a quick love note tucked into his briefcase.
I love that.
I love
stuff.
Notes.
I love doing it and I love receiving it. I think I like doing it more than he likes receiving it, but it's fine.
I'm very much a note writer and I will just. Sometimes just write big old long letters and just kind of tuck them away.
I still have the very first note my wife wrote me in my lunchbox.
That is so
it's
cute.
In the lunchbox.
Like, can she still read it?
Yeah.
She put it in the lunchbox and it's still there?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
What did it say?
Have a good day, comma, love you, heart.
Aww. Actually, I still have a note from...
That's short and simple.
A guy friend that's...
That's the point.
Like, I mean, we had a thing for a minute, but he's, like, got a special place in my heart. And, like, I had it in my wallet, but it kept falling out. So I have it saved somewhere else. But he had written me a note. Thank you for this weekend. Like, cause I drove him to see his dad because he didn't have a car. So, like, this big old long, like, very sweet note that I still have. Like, he'd slipped, I think, in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept it there for a long time until I got a new wallet and it kept sliding out. But yeah. I still have that one. I don't keep any of the other ones, really, like, with any other
so
guys.
So many.
Yeah.
So, like,
oh, I got rid
I'm
of all
such
mine.
A hoarder with all that stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't looked through, like, my Xbox, but I, like, was recently cleaning out a bunch of stuff this weekend. And I have some weird friends, and we've been weird for a really long time.
Sure.
Yeah, I found, like, a porn I got for my 16th birthday. Y'all don't even want to know what it was called.
Nope.
But, like, in the card, my friend posted like printed out pictures of like a lot of what this movie was going to be about and was like, get ready for your birthday present. And it was like,
I'm going to guess the name of it when we're off. Yeah. Okay. I'm talking because
I'm not.
Suck. Something.
No. No, God. Okay, we're going to end up right there, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey, that's what guys like, right?
Great broadcast.
That's how to... Stop.
Do I make it weird?
You've been making it weird this entire time.
Is it better when I'm on jury duty?
Maybe.
It's not nearly as much fun.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute. Hang on. No, because Big is going to kick my butt. It's different.
It's an added bonus.
Yes.
There you go, Chris. Save
like, us. As great as the broadcast is, it's a little slightly better with you here.
Just slightly?
No, God damn it. I can't win. I give up, ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
No, we're females. You can never win. Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm just going to look at you. Mm. You're supposed to know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, guys, please let us know what are little things your significant other does for you or you would like them to do for you that like kind of brightens up your day. Like,
yeah, I always need suggestions.
Back rubs.
Because... Ooh, I'm so surprised
that massage was not on this list.
Back scratches.
Also good.
Yep. I got the big old crazy nails.
Oh, confirmed.
I'm trying to get rubbed down.
Anywho, okay. Force, yeah, it gets any weirder. See you guys.
Bye.
Say bye, Sarah.